Friends in Christ, Yoni Jessner was a young 19-year-old young man from Scotland who was spending a year studying abroad in Israel. He was Jewish, and he was the type of young man that any congregation would love to have. He was very active in his synagogue. He was a youth minister. He taught Jewish studies to the young people. He was friendly to the 90-year-olds in his synagogue as well as the 6-year-old children. And he was on a year abroad studying in Israel, in Tel Aviv. And one day during his study abroad year, he was riding a bus in Tel Aviv, Israel's largest city. And all of a sudden, the bus was shattered by a suicide bombing. Yoni was critically injured and died a few days later. But before he died, his family came over from Scotland, and they agreed to make his organs available for transplant. Some months later, Yoni's mother, Marcia, discovered that one of Yoni's kidneys had saved the life of Yasmin, who was a 7-year-old Palestinian girl. She was shocked. It came as a huge shock to this Jewish family that their son's kidney had been given to the enemy, a Palestinian Muslim girl. It simply had not occurred to them this was a possibility. But a year after Yoni's death, Marcia traveled to Palestine. And, of course, you know that it's difficult for Jews to travel in Palestine. It was a very difficult and expensive, dangerous journey. But she went to the West Bank, where Yasmin, the 7-year-old girl, and her family lived. And Yasmin, the 7-year-old girl, had referred to Yoni, whose kidney she now had, as her brother. As her brother, who gave her a second chance at life. And the two mothers, when they came together, they embraced. This Jewish mother who had lost her son in an act of terrorism, probably by Muslims, now embraced this Muslim mother whose daughter carried her son's kidney. Jesus says today in the Sermon on the Plain, not too far from where Yasmin lives in Galilee, Jesus says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Even though neither of these two women are Christians, they followed the teaching of Jesus perhaps better than many of us Christians do. Today's gospel is, in my opinion, the hardest of the commandments of Jesus. They kind of just hit you right here when you hear them. Last week we had the Beatitudes. Those are comforting. Those are beautiful. We think, oh yes, beautiful teachings of Jesus. Today we have these hard sayings, these hard commandments. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. To the one who takes your cloak, give him your scarf, or how does that go? Tunic. So how can we do this? How can we keep these commandments? Well, today's scriptures teach us that we can't do it on our own. Our natural tendency is not to love our enemies. Our natural tendency as human beings, because of our fallen nature, our natural tendency is to hate our enemies and to try to retaliate, to get back at those who harm us. We have those tendencies every day. Just reflect. In this last week, you probably had a tendency to strike out at someone, either verbally or maybe even physically, someone who harmed you, somebody who insulted you. Maybe it's somebody on the TV that you're listening to. That's our natural tendency. So that's why St. Paul teaches us in that second reading from 1 Corinthians, he says, there's the first Adam and the second Adam. And the first Adam is the natural man, who was from the earth, earthly. The second Adam was spiritual from heaven. The first Adam was our first parent, and that's from whom we get original sin, concupiscence, the tendency to hate our enemy. The second Adam is Jesus Christ. And we are born into the world in the image of the first Adam. And that's why we have baptism that takes away original sin. And we, because of baptism, we have the capacity, because of grace, to now act in the image of the second Adam, Jesus Christ. And it's only by living the grace of our baptism that we can do that. I experienced that just this past Tuesday. It was a conflict within me between the first Adam and the second Adam. I was at the Catholics at the Capitol event in St. Paul. Wonderful event. When it comes back in 2 years, I hope you can go. It's a marvelous event. Thousands of Minnesotans came together to learn how to promote our causes, our Catholic causes, in the political arena. And we had a morning of speeches and training on how to do it. And then in the afternoon, we went to the Capitol and divided up into small groups according to our legislative districts. And we went to visit our legislators. And I was in a group of about 12. And we visited two representatives and one state senator. And as I walked by the office of one of those representatives, I saw on her door, the sign, a huge sign, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." And I could just feel myself recoil at that. And so a little bit later, we got into a room, all 12 of us, with that representative, and I prayed. And I said, "Lord, give me a heart that understands, give me a heart that loves." And I recalled this gospel that we have today. And thankfully, grace took over. And I realized that even though that person is my enemy in the sense that she holds a position very contrary to what I believe in, that person is a child of God. That person is created in the image and likeness of God. And I'm called to love that person. And so as my heart softened, I listened to her. And I realized that she has a lot of love in her heart as well, even though I believe she has some very wrong positions in regard to Planned Parenthood. Yet there is some common ground. And that's where we have to start. It's love that is going to convert our enemies. I had a reaction in that room as I walked by that office, a reaction like Abishai in today's first reading from 1 Samuel. You heard how Abishai wanted to nail his enemy to the ground. Isn't that the reaction that we have sometimes? But David said, no. I cannot strike, I cannot kill the Lord's anointed. Even though this is my enemy, I must treat him with love. And that's what we have to do as well. In March, next month, a movie is coming out called Unplanned. You may have read the book, it's in our parish library. It's a true story of Abby Johnson, who used to work for Planned Parenthood, assisting in abortions. And she had a conversion. She now is Catholic. She became Catholic. She is married and has, I think, 8 children. And she is now very pro-life. And how was she converted? because of the love of pro-life people. Because those pro-life people who came to that abortion clinic treated her with love. Even though they were enemy positions, she noticed that, how much she was loved by those people. And that love converted her heart to the truth of the sacredness of all human life. That's a lesson for every one of us. We probably see enemies every day, maybe on the television, maybe in your office, someone who holds a political view very contrary to yours, and you think that that is just evil, and maybe it is. So what do? Do you lash out at that person, or do you love that person? Jesus says, love your enemies. Treat them with good. Do good to them. And then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High God.